we've just looked at the five traits of diatrophies, the big shot syndrome. And now what we want to do is just look at some exhortation from God's word on what the antidote is for the diatrophy syndrome. What if we're to do the opposite of that, what would that look like? If you notice in 3 John, the Apostle John says in verse 11, "Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good." So that's what we want to look at, is how can we reject this attitude, which again is so prevalent in much of the world, where leaders need to be the big shots, leaders need to get the nice parking spot. Leaders are the ones who control the, you know, don't touch the Lord's anointed. That is not what we're to be like, elders. So what's the opposite of that? How do we not imitate evil, but imitate good? Well, let's look at some of these. First of all, diatrophy sought preeminence. The antidote would be promoting Jesus and considering others. Promoting Jesus. Diatrophy sought preeminence in the local church, but hear me very clearly. There is only room for one person to have preeminence in the church, and it's the leader of the church, the chief shepherd of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a real danger of having a personality-driven church. It can always lead to disaster when people are looking to one single person, one man, as their leader. We got to point people to Christ. We need to point people to Jesus and remind people that Jesus is their senior pastor. Jesus is the chief shepherd, the overseer of their soul. So don't seek preeminence, elders. Seek the preeminence of Christ. That's the antidote. And consider other people. Philippians 2:3, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, consider other people as more important than yourselves, as better than yourselves. This is an attitude that elders are to have. Jesus says on his Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And again, we have this attitude in many churches of don't touch the Lord's anointed, where the pastor is beyond any amount of critique, beyond any kind of reproach, and it almost becomes impossible. They have a little bubble. But that is not, leaders are not to lead like that. Miriam and Aaron, I think of them as they accused Moses in Numbers chapter 11. You know, does the Lord only speak through Moses? Well, we are not to have that attitude. We are to consider others, promote others. I think of Jesus on leadership, as he taught about leadership. You had this Roman understanding of leadership, which is sort of the top-down, iron scepter, follow me, I'm in charge. And Jesus turns that upside down and says, you're not to be like them. You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And the disciples had a real hard problem with this. They were constantly bickering about who's going to be the greatest. And over and over and over, Jesus tells them, no. Consider other people. Prefer other people. Don't seek great things for yourself. Don't seek the place of prominence and preeminence. Love rather promotes others and considers others. Second of all, diatrophies rejected authority. The antidote to this would be putting ourselves under authority. And this is so countercultural, but especially as elders, you've got to submit one to another. You know, I asked some of our elders who've served in our assembly for 30 and 40 years, how did you guys do it? So many years, so many issues you've gone through and dealt with. How did you last this many decades? And they said to me, you know what? We were committed to submitting one to another. They put themselves under authority. They acted according to biblical principles. And they trusted one another. They considered each other as their elders. And I think our tendency oftentimes is to say, well, I know better. But don't reject authority. Welcome it. See it as a gift from God. I think of the times of my life where I've faced a major decision. It's been my joy to come before the elders and say, give me counsel, help me in this decision, and to see it as life-giving. And I would gladly do the same this day. Go to the elders and trust them. See them as God's instituted grace to me in helping me and overseeing my soul and my decisions. So put yourself under authority, the authority of the Word of God and the authority of the other elders. Number three, Diotrephes gossiped maliciously. The antidote to this is to practice encouragement. Everyone needs recognition for his or her accomplishments, but few people make the need known quite as clearly as the little boy who said, "Let's play darts. I'll throw, and you say wonderful." You know, we need to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another. We need to use our words to bring life to people, to edify. As Paul says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up. So think through, how can you verbally encourage not only the people you oversee, but also your fellow elders? And some practical suggestions. Just write down a list of people you could encourage. You know, you think of gossip and the sin of gossip and how that can destroy a community. What do you do when you sense a conversation starts slipping into gossip? We should immediately challenge that as a sin. Say, hey, friend, sorry to interrupt, but this is gossip. So here's the deal. This conversation is, you know, now on hold until we change the subject or whatever it may be. And passing along bad reports. Here's another area where we've got to be careful and not be like Diotrephes. Tim Keller writes this. He says, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the principle is this. If you hear bad reports about other Christians, you must either cover it with love or go to them personally before speaking of it to any others. The first thing to do is simply suspend judgment. Don't pass on bad reports. The second thing is to cover it in love, reminding yourself that you don't know all about the heart of the person who may have done evil. And you know your own frailty. Don't allow bad reports to pass into your own heart. The final thing to do is go and speak to them personally. Some good instruction for not being a gossip, not being like Diotrephes. Number four, Diotrephes refused hospitality to believers. The antidote to this, quite obviously, is to practice hospitality. Use your home for the glory of God. Use your home for ministry. This could not be more clear. We are to welcome workers in the Lord, welcome other missionaries, and welcome people, not for entertaining, but for ministering to people. The church is to be a different kind of community. So the antidote to this Diotrephes trait is to open your home, practice hospitality, love people, love people, love people. This is what the church does. As B.B. Warfield said, self-sacrificing love is thus made the essence of the Christian life. So think of people you can minister to. Think of people you can have in your home to love and care and pray for. And lastly, number five, Diotrephes controlled others. And the antidote to this is to trust God to change people's hearts. It's easy to take matters into our own hands and not wait on the Lord, not trust in God. And I think of like David and Saul and Absalom. He didn't birth an Ishmael like Abraham. We need to be careful and trust the Lord and not take matters into our own hands. As 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love does not insist on its own way. So just some practical suggestions. We're not called to take control of people and force people to do something or pout or whine if we don't get what we want. We're called to trust in God to move. As Hudson Taylor wisely said, we need to learn to move man through God and through prayer, not do what Diotrephes did. So don't take the situation into your own hands. You take it to the Lord in prayer. As that great hymn says, do your friends despise and forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. So my closing challenge to you is to not be like Diotrephes, which again, is so much like the spirit of this age today. This big shot, hot shot leader who's unapproachable, who's beyond reproach, who's untouchable. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. We are not to be like that. That's not at all what Jesus modeled. That's not at all what Jesus taught. That's not at all what the apostles taught. We are to be meek. We are to be humble. We are to do the exact opposite of what Diotrephes did. And as John said, let us imitate not evil, but let us imitate good.